Welcome to Dating Dogs and Dumb Fox. Hosted by mob boss Anastasia, who tells it like it is. And Zedekus, the dog prodigy king. He's loud and clear and doesn't do any whispering. Heard on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, and YouTube. Dating Dogs and Dumb Fox.
Hey, 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 everyone. We're going to talk about a lot of good dogs that actually had bad training, or they have dumb fuck owners, huh?
That should be interesting. That should be very interesting. Dumb fuck owners. Notice how we always bring the dumb fuck in there.
Yeah, dumb fucks are everywhere, guys, in every field. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in as usual. Thank you, you know, for staying loyal to us and spreading the words and your, you know, good. And we're going to have a phone number soon that you guys can send us a message, leave us a voice message, suggestions, good topics, good stories.
Comments. Yeah. Talk about how beautiful you guys think we are and how much you love our voices and all these wonderful things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, me, beautiful. You, not so much.
I know. All right, guys. So this one, it's one of those things that I always want to talk about. It's really crazy dogs, guys. Really crazy dogs that these dogs will not get trained with your average dog trainer, average training tool, average obedience trainers are usually good with obedience, right? So if you go and hire a dog trainer, most of them or your typical case. So they're usually either group classes, they do... What would you think, like, if you hired for... Like, say, okay, you want to train the dog. What were the thing that comes to mind? What would you expect to pay? How you expect it to be? What do you think?
Okay, well, it depends. It depends. Yeah. Like, a lot of people don't know, especially those of us that don't really have a dog. I don't know. Maybe I would start with someone at PetSmart and pay them $12
exactly,
an hour.
Yeah, I know.
You want to spend as little as possible.
Well, they're like not $12 an hour, but pretty close. Yeah, they're like $120 PetSmart, Petco. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to.
Now, why PetSmart, Petco?
Well, because they're just known names.
You exactly. Kind of, yeah. That's so funny because that's what I would think too. Like, they wouldn't hire a bozo if they're that legitimate, like a big pet store. But those are the worst trainers, especially when it comes to these cases, guys. So I'm going to talk about the worst dogs, the most dangerous dogs, the dogs, you know, that you think like, oh my God, you know, like I didn't think it would get that big deal. And when I say that, what comes to mind when I see most dangerous dogs? What do you think?
Well, you think of these big dogs, you know, like pit bulls, mastiff, you know, the kind of dog that's going to bite your face off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But no, actually, the worst dogs usually are the smallest dogs.
Oh, but they're so cute.
I know, but that's why people really don't do nothing with them. Yeah, they think they're so cute, and then by the time they find out, it's too late. So these are guys, so I made a 10 list of most, like, red zone cases, what we call it. And they all fall under behavioral training. They're not, so obedience is set, stay, down, heel, and come, right? These guys, their owners, when they hire me, they don't give a fuck about set, they don't give a fuck about stay, they don't care about none of this. They just want the dog to stop acting up, to be a polite dog, to just don't act up, don't bite, don't growl, don't snap, don't chase, don't... you know, nip, don't embarrass me, don't make a scene, come back when I call you. Those are the reason usually they hire me. So they don't fall under typical case. All right. So the first one, guys, number one is the dog bites you, like really bites you when you try to correct him, when you try to restrain him, you're trying to stop him from barking, attacking dogs, or if you get something out of his mouth. The dog literally bites you. It's not a little nit.
That's no joke right there. Yeah. Some people are probably scared of their own dog.
A lot of people are, because I'm going to get to that, because it hurts. So a lot of people ask me, like, okay, how many times have you been bit, Zedekus? Like, not much, because I don't make dumb mistakes. I don't. Imagine if I say, oh, look, I got here Tuesday. I got this by Thursday. This one was last week. I'm all scratched up.
Yeah, that would make you look
like
stupid.
You've known me for years. Yeah. How many times have you seen a mark on me that I got bit?
Maybe once.
Exactly. One time. Yeah. One time. Out of, and this guy's how it happened is I was breaking a dog fight. It happened so quickly. And it was the owner's mistakes because they're like, no, we got him. We got him. Like, you sure you have him? You're holding on to them really good, and the dog still got loose, and I had to, like, you know, get involved, and I got bit in between too. But I usually don't get bit, guys. I usually, because I don't make, I always try to be a few steps ahead of the dog, okay? The next one, guys, is the dog bites your hand out of, like, okay, so your dog actually bites you when you walk it. So if you try to control it, try to restrain it, the dog, like, bites the leash, try to chew it out of your hand, or goes up and goes to your hand, for your hand, your feet. This is when you try to block the dog, try to control the dog, trying to go, like, try to control the dog and make it behave, and the dog corrects you back. Very, very bad habit, and it's worth looking into, because it's not just a little nip. The dog really biting you, breaking the skin. You notice this, guys, if a dog wants to go after a dog, they go after a cat, squirrels, cars, like moving cars. They go after skateboarders, so very dangerous. And again, it could be any breed. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
It could be any breed, yeah.
Yeah, but people are not as frightened of little dogs. Some people are.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like that movie Mall Cop.
Yeah, no, that's true. But see, the thing is, like, if someone could be like, okay, I'm going to grab this dog because I don't want him to hurt himself. It's a small dog. And then in the process, the dog bites you.
Yeah.
This happens a lot. Like, it really breaks your skin. Like, ow, ow, ow.
That chihuahua we saw?
Yeah.
It's like this chihuahua.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, we're looking at this dog. We were walking somewhere. And this chihuahua. And he's like, like, he kind of looked like he was going to lunge at us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at this little fucker.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
He's tiny. He wanted to kill us.
Yeah, he thinks like, yeah, that's it. I'm going to chase this guy. And I always worked. And usually if you guys get chased by a dog, the worst you can do is run. They can catch you better. If you run, you know, so you got to stand still, look him, you know, look, just, if you don't want to look him straight in the eye, just look like at their chest, but don't run. Just totally stand your ground.
So if you stand, they're not going to bite you.
No. In fact, if you stomp forward, that catches them off guard. Mm-hmm. I know you're like, that's the worst thing I should do, but no. Worst thing you can do is run. You cannot outrun the dog. You look like a chicken, you look, you act like a wuss, you know, so no, I wouldn't do that. The next one, guys, the third one is, attacks you when you get near his food, a bone, they pause. Like, there could be eating, and all of a sudden when you get near his food or you pass his bowl, they pause, they stop eating. They block the bowl with their head, like they do a little stomp, they growl, they snap, they run after you. Have you had a dog like that?
No.
Yeah. So think of the dogs like, man, I know this is my dog. This is my food. I know this is my owner. I know my owner's not going to touch this food. It's mine. That's it. And the dog still acts like this. This either the dog's showing off or because it's gotten away with it. Most of the time, the dog's showing off. And I had one owner. This is a dumb fuck owner right here. The dog was eating, and it was eating too fast, so some of the food fell out of the bowl. The owner went and grabbed the food to put it back in the bowl, and the dog bit her.
Oh my God.
I mean, think about that. Like, you're doing a favor, and the dog does that. Like,
wow, I'm glad Boo Boo doesn't do that.
Yeah.
When she eats, she makes such a mess.
Yeah.
I always pick it up and give it to her.
Yeah, the dog doesn't care, guys. They'll eat it off the floor. They eat their shit even. So it's, no, you did a dumb fuck move there, okay? All right, the next one, guys, is you move your dog off the bed, off the couch, or you're sitting on the couch, you just kind of move, and the dog bites you.
That's rude right there.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like, okay, can you move? Or you're just kind of like asleep. You're totally sleeping, and the dog's sleeping next to you, and then you toss and turn, and all of a sudden you see that the dog bit you. You wake up in a bite. Not a joke, guys. This is a dog that obviously running the show, running your life.
Yeah, that dog definitely is not disciplined.
Yeah, so he's like, man, how dare you move? How dare you toss and turn? This is my fucking bed. How dare you? So the dog really, there's a saying, if you start treating the dog like a person, you humanize the dog starts treating you like a dog. Yeah, so not a good thing. Next one, the fifth one, guys, is you can't predict what the dog will do. Like, you're always walking on eggshell. The dog is just psycho, totally, like, unpredictable. I asked my client, like, okay, is there a pattern? Like, can you tell what kind of dog he goes after? No, it depends on his mood. Have you noticed what kind of people does he go after? No. Usually, guys, is men. The dog goes after men more because men are more intimidating. Men been abusive. The past owner was a man and abused the dog. Sometimes the dog just, like, knows, like, okay, if I can get rid of this guy, chase him away, no one can control me. So sometimes they show off more affirm a man. Like, it may not be showing off. The dog really wants to bite and go after men. And then guys are the dumb fuck. They're like, oh, I'm fine. I know dogs. Oh, let them loose. It's okay, you know.
Yeah, and then they pay the price.
Yeah, smart people, guys, don't do that. So it doesn't matter how good you are with dogs. The dog, like, I don't give a fuck. So whenever a client says, oh, he doesn't bite Zetticus, it's okay. And I said, well, it's okay, let's keep it that way. But he never bit anyone's, like, I believe you. I don't want to be the first one today, right? Maybe he changes his mind.
I know, you've said that many times.
Yeah, he'll change his mind today with me. Mm-hmm. Oh, but, like, no, but put him away, let's talk. Put him in the crate, you know. So my attitude is I make it impossible for the dog to make any mistake. So, I mean, imagine the dog gets loose, then I scream, I kick the dog, I punch the dog, they scream, hey, what's going on? Like, why go to that? You know, that you're going based on a hunch or fact. So you want to go on based on facts, guys, not feelings, facts, okay? All right. The next one, guys, is you can get near your loved one. So say if you want to hug your boyfriend, your dog goes after him. You're holding the dog. The dog's on your lap or sitting next to you. Your boyfriend, your husband comes near you and wants to kiss you, hug you. The dog goes after him.
Well, yeah, I've seen that happen many times.
Yeah, and they're like, he's being protective. No, the dog's like, I own you. How dare you? You know, I didn't tell you guys so you guys can be affectionate. Sometimes when you get an argument, the dog gets in between and goes bites the person, mm-hmm. You know. So it's one of those things, guys, that these are not obedience related. These are behavioral issues. So it's a really, really big problem. Okay. Next one. You notice that these are wussy fights, wussy bites, but you ignored it. So there were just like a little scuffle. There was a little, it broke the skin a little bit. And then the dog's like, wait a minute. Nobody cares. I'm going to keep stepping it up. They keep ignoring these signs. They're like, well, last one was last year, you know. Like, I don't know. I didn't think of anything. No, guys, if a dog bites you once, they will bite you again. And usually it gets worse. It doesn't stay the same.
Total abusive relationship.
Abusive right relationship. There, yeah. Exactly. So if your dog goes after you and breaks the skin, or after your other dog, after the cat, and then he needs, like, stitches, guys, it's a problem. You know, you can't say, oh, he was confused, he was scared, you know, you scared him, you know, he was protecting me, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, it's a problem. So that's really, really a big issue whenever they break the skin and the dog needs stitches, your cat needs stitches, you need stitches.
That's not cool. Yeah.
Not a good one. Yeah. All right, these ones, guys, are interesting. So these are dogs, guys, that play and all of a sudden they get aggressive. So say you play it with a toy that you know you can pull tug and war, yeah. And some dogs, whenever they see that you're strong, they move up and they bite you. They move up to your hand.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never saw that.
Yeah, so they want you to let it go. Mm-hmm. The dog sees it as a competition, like, I want you to let this go. I have to have the rope. I have to have the ball. So a lot of times, guys, you see dogs playing with another dog, then all of a sudden they get carried away, and then they attack. So another really, really bad mistake. You want to make sure you don't ignore that. A lot of people say, well, we're not going to play that ball no more. We're not going to, you know, like, no, that's not the solution. It really isn't. The next one, guys, is, I see this one a lot. You have two dogs behind the fence, okay? Mm-hmm. They see someone else walking their dog. These dogs barked at the other dog, like in the street, like, how dare you, you know, pass our fence? Mm. And then they attack one another.
Cool.
Yeah, so they're like, wah, 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 that one goes, wah, 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 they fight. Like, so just because weird. They saw another dog. That's a problem, guys. Or you have two dogs, you walk in, and then they do that when they can't get to another dog. Then they fight each other. You never seen that? You never heard of it?
No.
Yeah. They're like really go at it.
Because they just have to fight someone, right?
They have to fight someone. Like, oh, I got to hit someone. I got to bite someone. I got to do something. Like, oh, you're right next to me. You know, like, ah. You know, it's like when you're in bad mood, you're going to snap at someone, you know, you don't mean to. And it's one of those things. So this one, guys, is the most dangerous one. Is whenever your dog goes after you or a dog, and no matter how much you scream, no matter how much you try to stop, have him stop, the dog keeps biting you. It's like mauling you, grabbing your hand and shaking it. Grabbing the dog and keeps shaking it. It doesn't let go. Like you screaming, you fall down, the dog drags you, and it just doesn't stop.
Wow, that's really scary.
Yeah, like you see this in a dog park. You see that with another dog in your house, you know, your second dog. You see that with your small dog happening. You see that with your kid. Yeah, they see that with your cat. It's like a dog that wants to finish the job. It wants to do serious damage, like really, really hurt you or kill the dog or kill the cat. That's a no-brainer, guys, okay? The dog is not just 1 second. It just doesn't stop. So most of these guys are a lot. See, notice I didn't mention pit bulls.
No.
Yeah. So this could be. Yeah. This could be any breed doing these things.
But I feel like, let me just put in my two cents.
I feel like
people really, really give pit bulls a bad rap.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah,
you think that, no? My friend has a pit bull. Remember, mm-hmm. in her house, and it's such a good dog. He's so chill. Totally, I'm not scared of him. And I even have a friend that mm-hmm. has two dogs, and she's scared of pit bulls.
So how many pit bulls has your friend ever owned?
You know, I never asked.
I bet you anything, it never been more than five. Five is a lot, too. Maybe it's one or two. Maybe it's the only pit bull she has.
Maybe, but he's a good dog.
So I've trained hundreds of pit bulls, at least 300.
So do they deserve that horrible reputation?
Yeah.
Wow.
They do, guys. See, guys, I'm in LA. LA is their spirit animal should be pit bulls. There's a lot of pit bulls.
LA spirit animal.
I'm serious. Now, pit bulls are one of my favorite breed. The thing is, it's a fighting breed. They're true gladiators. Look up on the news, like all dog attacks that someone got mauled, someone's kid got killed, it was pit bulls.
Never toy poodle.
There were toy poodles bite too, you know, yeah, but they don't report them, you know. They were all pit and pit mixes. Just look it up, guys. Don't take my word for it. Just look it up. Now, I know someone was, Zetica's, you're full of shit. I breed pit bulls, you know. Well, you breed them. You don't train them. I trained them. I've worked with behavioral cases. I will tell you two personal stories, guys, that, you know, happened. And these happened under my watch. One of them, guys, I saw a 5-month-old pit bull kill a 3-month-old pit bull.
Oh, wow.
It attacked it so bad that it killed it. And it was beyond, you know, a shadow of the doubt that had happened because we saw it at the camera. So pit bulls, guys, they don't have an off switch sometimes when they go there. Now, I've met a lot of nice pit bulls that they wouldn't hurt a fly. They were really wouldn't, but they have it in them. They have it in them. Like, once they go off, they go off.
Wow.
Another one, guys, this is my personal story, is I had a 9-year-old shepherd. This dog was like my son. I didn't have, you know, kids back then. And I got a client that actually was really nice, and she said, like, look, we found this dog, had a bunch of marks on her. We want to train her, and, you know, they paid me for the training. They said, look, we can't have this dog. We have two other dogs. We don't want you to give us our money back. Keep the money. And this was, guys, like almost $2,000 they paid me. Just find this dog at home. So I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to get it trained and find it at home. I had that dog for like 4 or 5 months. Guys, that dog went after my shepherd one day. It attacked us so bad that my poor dog died like a few days later. Yeah, a pit bull, guys. I never saw it coming. They were living together, so my stupid ass, like right here, I'm the dumb fuck. I should have known better, but I didn't see it coming at all. I don't even know what my poor dog did, that the pit bull did that, but my poor dog, it looked like someone stabbed his back, like it was all ripped. Like, I didn't see it because it was in the winter. There were outside, inside dogs, you know, he was a little bit muddy. And by the time I found out, like, my God, how can I miss this? My poor dog died, guys. I took it to the hospital, you know, they cleaned him up, they shaved him, they put him on antibiotic, but the infection was so strong, so severe, you know, that he died. He just never made it.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
So what I'm saying, guys, is I'm not saying don't have pit bulls. I'm not saying don't love pit bulls. I'm not saying don't rescue pit bulls. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is be extra cautious and diligent with them. Yeah,
that's what you should do. There are people that love pits, so you gotta know what comes with it.
Our logo, guys, is a pit bull with shades on them. So if I didn't, I would put a shepherd. You know, shepherds are my favorite breed. I love the breed, guys, this affected me so bad much that I wanted to quit dog training. I know so many other nice pit bulls I met in my life. So pit bulls, guys, have their reputation for a reason. Don't say, oh man, you're full of shit, I've had pit bulls all my life. It's not equivalent to my experience. I've trained hundreds and hundreds. I'm not saying this to impress you. It's a fact. It's a very common breed. Mm-hmm. And in 3 decades that you train dogs, you know, but that's inevitable. You're going to work with other. So if it's a pit or pit mix or pit cross, just, you know, keep an eye on and be more careful, guys, because you see that. Again, look on the news, look, surf the web. All the dog attacks that were really bad, like where the owner got killed, the dog got mauled, the kid got killed. Almost every case is pit or pit mixes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's no joke right there. Yeah.
All of them, yeah. Almost 99.9% of the time. The small dogs that are worse, they do way more, you know, but they don't go like that for the kill. But there's a lot of cases, you know, small dogs. To. Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right, so this is one we want to wrap it up. I know you didn't say much, but this dog related. Yeah. Anything you want to add? Anything?
I actually have something. It's about dogs, but this is purely my curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can discuss this. We have enough time. Have you ever worked with a dog that was mixed with wolf?
Yeah, hybrid, yeah. So dogs that are mixed with wolf, they call them hybrid. Like I had a shepherd that was mixed with wolf. And I had a husky. They make beautiful dogs. They're very shy. They make lousy watchdogs. They're diggers. They're escape artists. But they're beautiful.
Aren't
they shed
wolves
a lot.
Actually a lot bigger than dogs?
They are. They are.
I've never been.
Yeah, no, I've seen small ones too. But I've seen someone that are really, really huge. Like almost looked like a German Shepherd on steroid. Yeah, but
they're bigger than dogs. Right?
Yeah, but not always though.
Why would people? What is the allure? What is the plus of having a dog that's like 70, 80, or 90% wolf?
One is just the look. They have really, really beautiful dogs. The other thing is just kind of like unique. Like, wow, you know, I have a wolf. But I'm not kidding you. There's no pluses because one, they shed a lot. They're escape artists. They're lousy watchdogs. And they're not easy to train. They're like, they pull on the leash a lot, like
they're
like
wild. Husky.
They're wild, yeah. And so if someone's dog is wild, they're escape artists, they dig a lot, they shed a lot, they're not good watchdog. Most people don't go with that, but they're beautiful.
Mm,
yeah,
so
they have
it's
really
just
good
a look
dog.
Thing.
Yeah, it is. It's like more look thing, yeah. Yeah. All right, guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
What we'll do is we'll try to put 2 episodes. Like, we've gotten a lot of requests, hundreds of people been, you know, giving us good feedback, like, hey, we want to hear from you more, see if you guys can do 2 episodes a week, and we'll try.
We'll try.
Yeah. All right, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.